Retail is a big part of the service sector, and two-thirds of the economy as a whole. When shoppers don't buy as many things, the economy suffers. And there are plenty of indications that people are buying less. The past holiday season was the weakest in years for retailers. NPR's Wendy Kaufman is in Seattle, where she found lots of people who are watching their wallets.
Consumers come to the Factoria Square Mall in suburban Seattle for a variety of reasons. Some are hunting for the $200 designer jeans priced at $79 at Nordstrom Rack. Others, like Lori and Eric Clark, are looking for basic value at places like Target or TJ Maxx. That's where they bought two upholstered dining room chairs for $79 each. They're squeezing them into the car as we speak.
Totally just shopping for deals nowadays. But the economy is a lot of stuff you just really can't afford like you used to.
Business is off a bit at the barbershop they own, and with $3 a gallon gas, the Clarks are shopping differently now, smarter and less impulsively than in the past. They took the same approach over Christmas.
Didn't shop as much and people didn't get as much.
We focused on who needed versus what they wanted.
And just as the holiday season was weak for retailers, 2008 isn't looking very bright.
I shop less, much less.
Shai Bungee is a real estate agent.
Real estate market went down a bit, and I do shop less. I'm not buying clothes as much, purses and bags, things around the house, just not as much.
Another mall visitor, a preschool teacher, told me she recently bought a $100 Lego set for her boys as a present, but didn't buy them iPods, something she might have been tempted to do in the past. Erin Armadinger, who heads the retail initiative at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, says even consumers who have stable jobs and mortgage payments and who haven't been clobbered in the stock market perceive they are worse off than before.
Perception is really powerful. People are opening the newspaper every day. They are turning on the TV every day, and they're seeing all of this talk of doom and gloom and a recession and the possibility of all of these horrible things to come. So people start sort of calculating that into their everyday living. It's a rational expectations theory.
In an environment like this, retailers often hunker down, try to cut fat from supply chains, and use something called optimization software that helps them determine when items should be marked down in price. While mainstream retailers face numerous challenges, the upscale market faces some of its own. Luxury retail consultant Pam Danziger says companies including Tiffany, Coach, and Burberry have gone after the comfortably affluent or aspirational customer to fuel growth. As the economy turns south, many of those households, and there's about 25 million of them, have quit trading up.
When you look at the comfortably affluent or the mass affluent, you're talking about, you know, a huge number of households who together in aggregate are a very powerful force in the luxury market.
Tiffany, a bellwether in luxury retail, recently lowered its profit forecast for the year. The CEO cited what he called a more cautious attitude among consumers. The head of American Express also used the word cautious in his outlook for 2008. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.